This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody that's out there working on the third watch, as well as those people that are out there driving the semis out on the highway, getting the loads delivered. And let's not forget the bulk mail centers delivering the mail, and also the suicide jockeys delivering the diesel and the gasoline so you can get some go juice to go to work today. We want to thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Check it out, see all the great things that we have to offer over there. And joining us right now, hour number two, we have Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we aren't going to let you forget that one. Now, billionaire Tesla CEO Elon Musk has secured the required financing to buy Twitter and take the company private, according to new regulatory filing. Now, Musk is also exploring a tender to offer to buy shares directly from the stockholders. Now, the document shows that Musk has received $46.5 billion in commitment to help finance the proposed deal. And if he decides to go ahead with a tender offer, he will approach Twitter shareholders and offer to buy their shares within a specific time frame. Now, he's still considering whether or not to launch a tender offer for Twitter, according to the filing.
Well, right. Now, of course, he's looking to set this up, at least to have the option for this, because I don't think he's heard back from the board of Twitter,
nope,
as it were.
Nope.
And so he's going to just kind of forge ahead on this. They, of course, adopted the poison pill, trying to make it very difficult for him to do what essentially is a hostile takeover in the vernacular. But, Captain, I think you got a lot of people out there who are saying to themselves, what happens if Elon Musk is able to pull this off and really allow Twitter to be a free speech platform? You know, I just can't imagine. But we're going to see some real battle lines drawn here, and it's going to be very revealing of the different elements in our society that really don't want to have a free speech platform for people.
Now, 21 Republican-led states are seeking temporarily restraining order against the Biden administration over the ending of Title 42, This is significant.
It really is significant.
And I understand it's now up to like 26.
Well, right. It is significant because it's a monumentally bad idea that the Biden administration is trying to achieve here. And especially, Captain, when you start getting real bipartisan consensus that it's a monumentally bad idea, one wonders why that they would push ahead so strongly on this, if only to continue their destabilization of our society by trying to bring in people who are coming here illegally. And by the way, Captain, it just seems that because they would understand that it's so bad that they must have some other ulterior motive. That's the only thing we can come up with.
Now, do you know who Nicole Wallace is?
Kind of rings a bell, but refresh my memory on that.
She was on The View for a while.
Oh, okay, yeah, she's on The View. Yeah.
Now she's an MSNBC anchor, has her own gig. And she says the dehumanization of the GOP parental rights bills is comparable to the Russian soldiers raping children in the Ukraine.
Well, it's that's obviously not true. Number one, is she going for a shock value kind of a comparison here?
Maybe
because it when you do those kinds of things, what happens is it shows that your argument may be so weak that you have to resort to that kind of shocking imagery in order to try to get your point across or to make people just go, okay, well, that sounds bad. But it also it's a terrible to use that kind of shocking imagery when you have these real things happening in Ukraine. To use it for a political purpose here is terrible.
Now, in addition to all of this, we're now seeing and hearing, which is no surprise, that food prices are continuing to go up with no end in sight.
That's right. And it's so unfortunate, Captain, because it doesn't have to be this way. This is going to be one of the major messages of 2022 in the midterms. It didn't have to happen this way. The Biden administration is kind of like Title 42. Why in the heck are you doing it like this? Why in the heck are you not allowing us to drill and have better energy and lower these prices?
They're doing it intentionally and on purpose, and they know exactly what they're doing. They're trying to force us into submission to their way or the highway, and it's not going to happen on my watch. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. It's a Friday morning, and here we are, trucking along the highways and byways on your radio and internet dial.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that run that business. And I will tell you that I take Relief Factor and have taken it for over 7 years. And the reason I take it is because it works, or you wouldn't hear me talking about it. Now, Relief Factor is part of my daily integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and fight the pain that I have in my left foot, ankle, leg. And when that gets out of control, it goes up to my knee, goes up to my hip, goes into my back, goes up into my shoulder, goes into my left hand and my wrist, and it just spreads from there because the pain doesn't know where to stop if you can't stop it. Now, the combination of ingredients in Relief Factor, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation and will lower or even eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on, especially if you've got arthritis or bursitis or maybe a problem with a pulled muscle or something. It'll really help you out. Now, the best way to do that is to get it by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And try the 3-week quick start for $19.95. And you will find out, number one, it's drug-free. Number two, it is 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's like taking an extra vitamin pill to get you better. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in and comes in convenient little individual packets. So check them out online, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And remember, it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get it all going. I'm sure you're going to find it's going to make a difference. And yesterday, one of my friends got a hold of some, and they were taking it. And I'm curious to find out today how they're doing, because hopefully it made an instant difference to them based on what I was hearing was going on. So there you go. And Sondi, hello, Sondi. She's up in Wisconsin. She's saying, Relief Factor works. Yes, it does, Sondi, and thank you very much for your help in the endorsement there. So there you go. Now, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Got everybody chiming in tonight.
We do, and it's great.
Yep. Now, despite having run on the presidential ticket with the late Senator John McCain of Arizona, a notorious never-Trumper, by the way, is what he was, the former governor of Alaska, Alaska House GOP primary candidate Sarah Palin, said that she would run with former President Donald Trump in 2024 if she was asked. That's not a bad choice.
Well, it's very interesting. Certainly a different perspective in the sense that she had run for vice president before. And imagine what she might sound like if she was unleashed with President Trump as a candidate.
I'd love to see her go up against Kamala.
That debate would be pretty interesting.
She would destroy Kamala.
Well, she would also, I think, bring a lot more energy to it all.
Sure.
I think Kamala Harris has a real energy problem. And that might be one of the reasons why she breaks into laughter so much. But it would be a very interesting debate, no doubt.
Yeah. Well, the laughter thing could be stressed too.
That kind of, and I hate to say, because, you know, this is the vice president of the United States, somebody to sort of be in over their head, it seems, or somebody who's not able to, when you're the vice president or the president, you've got to be able to talk about stuff at the drop of a hat. And you've also got to be able to say it in such a way that you don't, like, create a huge policy problem. This is what Joe Biden does all the time, by appearing to reverse policies or set up some new thing that's never been there before, which he does. But Kamala has these issues where she talks and talks, but it doesn't sound like she's going anywhere with it.
Now, we have a really bad situation brewing in the Ukraine. Satellite pictures from above are showing mass graves with some 9,000, maybe 10,000 dead near Mariupol.
Yes, we don't know the exact numbers, but they are on that order, obviously. It's just been, I think, the story of Mariupol as we go through as the war eventually comes to an end and we still learn about these stories, I think we'll just be overwhelmed with sadness and grief at what has taken place.
Yeah, and that's true. Now, the GOP is seeking to end vaccine and mask mandates for kids in the Head Start program. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that like K-3?
I believe so. Well, the mask mandates they're going by the by here in so many different ways. And I think the public is supporting that. It's, you do have a sort of a hardcore.
Well, they are down here.
Yeah, well, that's true. But I think you do have a sort of a hardcore of people who believe that, nope, you got to still wear the mask and we all got to be, you know, there's a public health problem and this kind of thing. But I think that emergency has passed and it becomes more political than it does scientific at all.
Did you see Mike Tyson on the airplane and the person that was flying up ahead of him, who kept wanting a picture, a selfie, this, that, and the other, and wouldn't leave him alone, and had been drinking and probably was drunk to begin with. And finally Tyson, when the guy leaned over on him, he finally hauled off and smacked him in the face.
He did. He seemed to hit him repeatedly, at least what I saw in the video that's come out. But, are you really going to go up and really provoke Mike Tyson? It doesn't seem like a great idea. But to be honest, I don't know if they've had any other development yet of whether or not they might if he might get in any trouble for this of any kind. But yeah, would you go up and bother Mike Tyson to the point of?
I don't believe he's going to be charged with anything for the simple reason he was being harassed.
Right. Right, right, exactly, exactly. And so, I don't know, maybe it's a special kind of stupid to go and do that to him.
It is where I come from.
Yeah, I mean, gee whiz, you know, that would be, I'll say this, with all of the issues and all of the bad things associated with Mike Tyson, yeah, I don't think it would be a good plan.
By the way, I've got a message here that just came in from George in Parrish. He's saying, speaking of rising prices, our company sounds like Brito Bay. Our prices are going up for the third time this year, but our paychecks, nope. Thanks, Joe.
Nope. No, they're not.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not surprised. And, George, you just hang in there. Help is on the way. We can't get it to us fast enough, but help is on the way.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Yep.
Yep. And I see Wally's chiming in right now, too. In the chat
room. Let me see. Oh, yeah, there's Wally. Yeah, yep. Yeah. He says today, I rode the bus today without wearing a mask. Nobody said anything. Interesting. Well, Wally, you know, too, I'm not sure how it might be in the captain's area in Florida there, but...
I don't believe you have to wear a bus here.
Yeah.
Wear a mask here.
Wear a mask on the bus. But here in Orange County, California, every bus that I see goes by, it says, no mask, no ride. It's on their marquee thing on the front of the bus.
They may be changing that soon because the only mass transit areas, let's see, one of them was, I think it was Milwaukee. The other one was Philadelphia. And the third one was, I think, Boston. Those were the three that were still requiring masks to be 100%.
Right, right.
So other than that, I don't know about anything else. So, and I don't know about right here because I don't ride the bus. And I have seen people on the bus without masks, so you got me.
Well, and again, it goes down to enforcement. Is somebody going to be the mask police? Are they going to create controversy? I just think that people do believe that this whole thing is passed. There's still cases out there of coronavirus, but it's not pervasive. Most people have been vaccinated. They have now discarded the masks. They don't keep them in their pocket. They're not ready to put them on. But I do know this. If you go into a medical establishment or if you go into the doctor or the dentist, in my experience, every single waiting room, you have to have a mask on. That's just their thing, at least for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, and I'd like to say good morning to Cynthia. Good morning to Cynthia. I hope that she's having a good day. And, of course, we've got many, many, many more people to say hello to, but... I'll go check it there, check the messages there and here. Wally's saying, let's see, we just changed this week on the rules on the masks on the bus. Okay, that's the Tampa area. Okay, thanks, Wally. All right, Kyle, you hang on, and folks will be right back with more right here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we come back. And lots more to talk about. Man, there's no shortage of subjects. No shortage of subjects at all. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants to stop illegal immigration. What is the cost imposed on Americans by the more than 2 million illegal immigrants who have come across the border under the Biden administration? What will be the cost to Americans of having maybe 6 million immigrants come across the border illegally just in this next year?
The Republican governor telling reporters in San Antonio on Thursday that there was plenty of costs on Americans due to the 2 million illegal immigrants believed to have come into the United States last year. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis isn't happy with the Justice Department's decision to appeal a court ruling striking down the federal mask mandate on mass transit. Speaking in the state's panhandle, the governor saying there should be no mandates, period. The governor again calling the mandates COVID theater. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN. You betcha. Thank you there, Mr. Captain, sir. We appreciate you doing that for us. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, namely Mike Lindell and Company. And, you know, if you haven't heard, this is the week of all weeks. Yeah, if you want to buy something and save a bunch of money at MyPillow, you go over there. They've got a massive overstock sale, and a number of items are 90% off with your promo code Captain. A number of items. I can't even mention them. There's so many of them there. But you got to go to the homepage, MyPillow.com. And then also, while you're there, check out the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll find more items in there. Plus, you'll find a whole bunch of buy one, get one items in there as well. This is the week of all weeks. If you have a few extra dollars and you want to save some money, this is the week to do it. That's MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page. Also, Captain is the promo code that you'll need to get the discounted price, Captain. And don't forget, their phone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And happy shopping to you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What are you going to buy?
Well, you know, those we love the towels, and we love the Giza sheets as well.
Yeah, they're all on sale right now.
That's right.
So what are you going to buy?
Well, I mean, number one, it's you have such a good selection. But I think that if we wanted the towels, that's exactly what we would buy, because we actually like our towels, our MyPillow towels, and then we'll be expanding the number of towels that we have, so we have plenty on hand.
Good. Very good. All right, now back to the dildrum here. The U.S., we know, needs more tactical nuclear weapons. We've known that for a while. The problem is Congress willing to start building them?
Well, that's a very good question. Certainly, this whole notion of tactical nuclear weapons, different than strategic nuclear weapons, those are the ones that would fly on the ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles, submarine-launched missiles, and so forth. But this idea of tactical nukes has come up, of course, because we've heard from more than one person saying, you know, Vladimir Putin may eventually rely on using something like that. So do you need to have parity with that? That's the question. Do you need to be able to say, if you deploy something like this, we can deploy something like this? Not that you're looking to do it, but that you have to be able to have parity with an enemy.
If for some reason Vladimir Putin uses tactical nuclear weapons over in the Ukraine, if for some reason he does that, he's just committed not only political suicide, but suicide, because his own people will take him out.
Well, one would hope that that would be the result of that, and hopefully it doesn't have to get to that point where he would deploy something like that. But it just shows you how unpredictable we are in the world right now, in the sense that we could wake up tomorrow and Vladimir Putin has done something like this. They're still looking at the chemical weapon reports, and that in and of itself will also be a big significant problem if shown to be true. But Vladimir Putin, yes, if he does do that, then all bets are off. We don't know where we're going to go with this war at that point.
Now, California, your state, has agreed to keep the workplace pandemic rules in place through the end of this year.
Well, sure, because, you know, we're not done with all this stuff. It's still there. The variant could come along and so on and so forth. But, you know, as we were talking about the masks, Captain, you know, people have moved on. They are done with COVID. In many ways, they take precautions in for themselves regarding their own particular health status, whatever that might be. Some people will wear a mask. Some people may not go to gatherings. But I think the vast majority, I'd say well over 95% of all the people in my area, just seem to be living their life as they would, as if there was no pandemic in place. And that goes for work, too. People go back to work.
Okay. Now, in New York State, a New York court has ruled that the Democrats illegally gerrymandered new district lines.
Uh-oh. Well, how's that possible? Democrats don't do that.
Oh, yes, they do.
They don't do that.
I've seen lots of it up here in New York.
Well, it must be some Trump thing. I mean, we have to really rack our brains now. How do we blame Donald Trump for this?
Yeah. And remember, down here in Florida, they just had to go back in and redo the districts because the court said that they were not legal the way they did them.
Well, right. Well, but also in the general sense, this is why we have court systems. This is how we adjudicate problems like this that come up. And you've always got people vying for one way or another to get more or get something that's not due them or do it in the wrong way. And that's why we have our legal system. I mean, it's one of those times when it does what it's supposed to do.
All right. We're going to go over to the telephone lines here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, caller.
Hi there, John. It's the driver, John, in Tampa.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I was listening to you talk about Putin and possibly using nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
It occurred to me some of the same people who are really up in arms about how crazy Putin is have no problem at all with John Kerry and the previous administration mm-hmm. letting the Iranians have nuclear weapons.
Correct.
This seems like maybe that would be something we should point out to them, but
yeah.
It probably wouldn't help.
It's a double standard. And are you out driving around making deliveries?
Just did. Been trying to catch a nap now.
Okay, well, rest easy and drive safe.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, and I appreciate his call. And that's the people that work at night make this country go. And like we keep telling you, the truck drivers are out there getting the job done. People think that all this stuff is delivered in the daytime by a pickup truck or something. They don't get it.
No, not at all. It's mm-hmm. it's overnight.
Especially yep. in your state.
Yes, that's right.
All right, Barack Obama is claiming that the tech companies are spreading disinformation.
Well, very interesting. Of course, it's usually...
And he's not? Tech,
well, right, exactly. Well, it's usually thought that big tech is censoring information in many ways, too, when it comes to these big platforms, you know. And that is there this sort of mentality that sort of goes along with that in those industries. But right, yeah, they come out and they try to get this stuff going. It's like they try to gin up something because they want to deflect any way they can, Captain, from the state of affairs that people can walk out their front door and look at. And, they have to try to make you disbelieve what you're observing firsthand in your own life.
Hmm.
And distract you from it.
Yeah. And finally, the economist Austin Goolsbee, who we've seen a lot of times on Fox, was on Newsmax the other day, and he said the pandemic shutdown was the main cause of the recession. Well, thank you, Austin, for finally waking up.
Well, it certainly, when you shut down the economy, you definitely, and wound it, thankfully, I think not mortally, but very too much to an inch of its life, it would seem, definitely is a problem. But here's the thing, though, Captain, we were starting to come out of that with the Trump policies, which set the stage to come out of the pandemic shutdown strong and try to get back to normal faster than we might have thought. But it's the Biden administration who came in and was, not allowing these things to really take their natural course, and they've put us in this horrible position now. So it starts with that, and then it gets worse with the Biden administration.
And, folks, we have to understand that we're all in this together. It's all about we the people. We the people. We work. We elect these people. They work for us, not the other way around, and you need to remember that and start acting like it, especially as we get into the nomination procedures and the primaries that are coming up and all that stuff around the countryside. Remember now, you are the bosses of applesauce. Start acting like it and get out there and get involved. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Got some stuff for you there. Got plenty of things to talk about here in the next go-around when it comes to the weather. And I'm looking at some serious snowstorm material up to the north. So, wow, you guys going up there in the Dakotas, take your long underwear with you. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
To tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oops. That didn't want to play. All right, let me back up here a second here and see what's going on. That happens every now and then because the music gets queued up and it doesn't want to do its thing. So anyway, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I had a request for this. We haven't played this in a long time. So we are going to try something here. Let me get on over here, see if I can find it. Here we go.
Tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went to keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that was for Mike, Mr. Mike, over in Clearwater. He asked me yesterday, he came over and had breakfast with the captain over there at the Village Inn. He wanted to hear. He said, yeah, don't play that song anymore. Well, I just did, because the other one didn't want to play. But we're bringing Kyle back into the mix. Okay, Kyle, tell us what's going on out west with the weather.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start once again in Arizona tonight. We have the tunnel fire that's burning northeast of Flagstaff, and you definitely have some major issues there, over 20,000 acres burning. But near Prescott, we've got the Crooks fire that looks like that's burned about 1,600 acres. They're still investigating the cause of these fires, basically. But the high winds in Arizona tonight are not helping. They're gusting up to perhaps 50 miles an hour at times, and so that means you can't do airdrops and so forth when it's daylight, of course. So hopefully they'll get a handle on these fires sooner than later. Also tonight, we definitely have blizzard warnings. This is going to be up in eastern Montana along the South Dakota and North Dakota borders. We've got blizzard warnings there in Montana. We have winter storm warnings near Bozeman. We have winter weather advisories up near Great Falls in Montana. We've also got winter storm watches coming down I-25. If you're coming north out of out of Montana through northern Wyoming, you want to be aware of that. We've got wind down in Cheyenne and Laramie. We've also got high wind warnings in eastern Colorado tonight as well. Salt Lake City, winter weather advisory there. You want to be careful. Winter weather advisories up in northern Nevada near Elko. You've got some rain up there right now. Reno, coming out of Reno, you got a winter storm warning and an avalanche warning. And this winter storm warning is going to extend up northward into California near Susanville and down through into the Yosemite Valley area where it looks like it's snowing right now. Downer Pass, 27 degrees, and it is snow showers at this hour, so be aware of that. We've got a frost advisory as well in northern California tonight. Wind in southern California desert area. Be careful out there.
Okay, well, here we go with the snow. We'll start there first, North Dakota and South Dakota, and Rapid City coming out and down onto I-90. You have a blizzard warning there into the North Dakota and the South Dakota areas in about 50 or 60 miles right now. And the snow up north in North Dakota has moved north to Bismarck up onto the Canadian line, and it's getting very close to Minnesota right now. You do have some rain up in there, but this front's going to catch up to the other one. Might have some violent weather up in there in a little while because the cold catching on to the warmer is not good. And we do have some severe thunderstorms and flood watches and warnings going on right now in Nebraska from Omaha south to the Iowa line. And right there where Missouri comes in along I-29, so be advised that you could be in some trouble there. That's low driving through there, and it's possible you could have some flooding because it looks like as if that's what's going on. You also have some unsettled weather conditions tonight in Kansas and in Oklahoma and in Texas, Amarillo all the way down to Midland. So be advised, you need to be careful there and be on the lookout for some possible bad weather developing as the night progresses. And then we do have a lot of fog tonight right along the southern part of Indiana, right up along the river. and over into Ohio, southern part of Ohio, to include Cincinnati, and goes right up to just about Columbus, and then backs off again back down into West Virginia, the mountains of West Virginia. That would be 64 right there. So dense, heavy fog through that area straight across. Be advised that you cannot see in some of those areas. Visibility is near zero. That's what we're being told here on the weather map. Now, you also have some rough seas along the east coast of Florida, right around down through the Keys, back up around the Gulf side of Florida. So that's going to be a problem you're going to have today as well. Now, the pilot and Flying J bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're always happy to see and hear from them. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And he did a bang-up job yesterday on Armed American Radio. He was a gun guy. He did a lot of research, found a lot of different gun stuff, rules and regulations and whatnot. And we had quite an interesting conversation. All right, now let's go up here to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and it's so beautiful that the Florida House of Representatives passed that legislation last night. Did Ron DeSantis sign this yet?
It has, as of midnight last night, he had not signed it, but that doesn't mean that he wouldn't necessarily sign it today. But there is a interesting condition that needs to be understood. And that is Orange County, Osceola County, will be on the hook for major tax increases to the point where it could cost every homeowner an additional $2,000 a year.
Okay.
So I don't know what DeSantis necessarily has planned for that, so the homeowners would be on the hook. So it's going to be a razor's edge there on how he's going to handle that.
Well, you can kind of divvy that up a little bit and kind of split it between the businesses and the homes. We'll see if he tries something like that.
I don't know, but
that's what we did in upstate New York when we had the problem, same problem. We divvied it out. We equaled it. And then at the same time, we lowered our tax rate to make it fair for everybody so you weren't getting jammed all at one time.
Well, you know, they've had since 1967, 55 years worth of a ride here, I guess you could say. But,
yeah.
I think Disney will also challenge this law when it gets signed. But
of course,
we'll see where it goes.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to break, and when we come back, more with Denise Simon on the other side of the news. So don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Another Florida picture-perfect day. Going to be up in the 80s again. I got 66 degrees here at the airport in Tampa, and right now, the skies are cloudy. They weren't clear when we started the show, but right now they're cloudy. So don't go anywhere. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.